Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Oh. Ooh. Come on in, folks.
This makes me want to do a little of this.
Yeah. A little move side to side.
What are you doing for the listeners?
Jeff's moving a little this way and a little of that way.
A little bit of the lambada.
Ooh, this is smooth.
And hey, don't forget this move.
Ha!
Yeah. Hey, it makes me want to do the mashed potato.
Yeah, it makes me want to twerk.
Oh, hey, folks, there's a new song is what's going on. We dropped a single today.
Wow.
Can you believe this shit?
A little single called Give It Time off the forthcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The forthcoming fourth album.
Yeah. Forthcoming fourth album, but second single. And this is a song called Give It Time. It's a song recorded at the Sonic Ranch in Tornillo, Texas. It's a song produced by Money Mark himself from the Beastie Boys and Beck and David Byrne and Cypress Hill and all the rest.
Yes, and I think you must agree it certainly has a sophisticated sound.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite refined indeed.
Sound like no other.
This song is hashtag elegance unlimited.
It's hashtag, I love it.
Yeah, it's hashtag go listen to it on Spotify because we need the algorithm to give it a little kiss.
And share. It's hashtag share the Spotify thing, the Spotify canvas on your Instagram. And most importantly, it's hashtag let's start the fucking show.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the band The Sloppy Boys.
Yes, yes. At it again.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the discography is coming along nicely.
Yes. You've got Dutz has music out. You've got Sloppy Boys has music out. Oh, it's the summer of funner.
Liv Rod is putting out music. Olivia Rodrigo. Everyone's Gail is on the Barbie soundtrack. Opening for Taylor Swift. Everyone, all the artists are out and about, and we're firmly at the center.
Geez, yeah, that would have been something that the Gail Watch 2022 would have been right on. But I guess in 2023 there isn't really much of a budget for Gale Watch anymore.
I feel like you lost funding for your helicopter, isn't that right?
Something like that happened. I lost funding and I was abusing the equipment is what they told me.
Right.
Officially.
Well, it's not you. This is sort of an ACAST problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need to get the money together so I can get back to the skies to check out what Gale is up to.
Well, I'm glad that news didn't slip through the cracks with the chopter copter being down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot of people come here for their Gale news, and probably for the last, you know, 40 episodes have just been thinking, what is going on? Where's the Gale news?
Listening to 40 hours of content being like, God damn, they got nothing on Gale.
For new listeners who are joining us because they just love the song Give It Time by the Sloppy Boys, and it's the first time they're hearing the podcast, I think it's safe for you to assume that we used to have a helicopter that Hanford flew around watching pop star Gale and reporting on her every move.
Not even really just watching her, just seeing what she was, what her next, where she would perform next, if she was touring with anybody.
Yeah, you kind of went up in the helicopter and then just checked Twitter.
Yeah, it was really no need for the helicopter, and that's what the ACAST people are telling me.
Yeah.
Our overlords.
Oh, and as far as Liv Rod goes, I don't know if you guys remember my little head-to-head with her.
Yeah.
Hanford, our song, Something's Wrong, went up against Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire.
Did we beat her? Did we end up beating her?
Well, I actually have a copy of the Billboard 100 right here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's right up toward the top there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on.
Scan down a little bit.
There's only one page, so...
Well, it's hot 100, so if you go past 100, and you don't see Dutz.
You know,
what's wrong, Jeff? You sound a little defeated.
Just a little confused, because I thought the slop heads had our back on this one.
You know what, Jeff?
It's not on there at all?
It's not on there at all, Mike.
Did you have enough toner in your printer? Because sometimes you never know what could have fallen off that page.
Tim, it's right up to the top.
Oh, no. Dripping, oozing black ink all over your desk.
And I got backstock.
Oh, God. Okay, well, then maybe the song sucked. Maybe that's the problem.
I blame myself. God. I shouldn't have been on that, Jeff. That's your album, and I'm in there goofing off.
No, Mike, I took a chance on a hot young singer.
It'll pay off.
A vocorded young singer.
Eventually.
But here's the thing. This, I think people are hip now to like, this sort of thing is a marketing ploy so that it boosts the sales of both Olivia's and my songs.
Yeah.
So.
We get that.
She probably saw a little bump off Dutz.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know.
I'm assuming she'll send you a bottle of champagne or two soon. I mean, not her management company or,
sure,
yeah, or, you know, agents and things.
Yeah.
Her label, Disney. Yeah.
I'll be on the lookout, Liv Rod.
I'll be at my front stoop waiting.
I emailed Liv Rod and was like, hey, would you like to come on the podcast? And I didn't hear back. And this is like months ago. And I bumped it again. I was like, hey, just bumping this. And I still haven't heard back.
That's so weird.
At this point, I'm like, are you just like too big for us, or are you trying to be a jerk? Because Gail gets back to me all the time.
Give it 24 hours.
So wait, you're saying one of the options, though, is that Olivia Rodrigo is too busy and famous to have to come on our podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't know if I agree with. I know the audience doesn't agree with that.
Yeah.
Our podcast audience, but we haven't checked with her music audience.
Mike, is it olivia.rodrigo@gmail.com?
Yeah, it's Olivia Rodrigo at gnail.com. I've been sending this to some fake... Okay.
That's what it is.
I mistyped it. All right, I will try that again and get back to you, see if she's coming on the show. Liv Rod.
No one Liv Rod. Outlives Rod.
Liv Rod Dion.
Liv Rod.
Kobe. All right. Is that it for Shit Chat?
I guess so. I got nothing to say. I got nothing new going on in my life.
What are you talking about? You dropped a single today.
You got two songs out.
Yeah, but nothing I care about.
Nothing going on.
That's true.
I got everything to live for.
You got your whole life ahead of you, but Give It Time is an amazing new Sloppy Boy song. Today's episode is sort of our fun release party. We're doing a sophisticated drink. It's a sophisticated song.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
Maybe we get into some... Bip, 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 booze news.
Yeah.
Nasty man. It could be raunchy, pervy, improper talk, or it could be eating liver. Either way, you're a nasty man.
Memory man.
That's memory man.
Memory man can fly. Well, he's got a good memory and he can fly.
It's so weird they call him memory man.
Hello, Ringo Starr here. Speaking of memory, I remember playing the drums in a certain famous pop rock group. Some people certainly considered us nasty boys, but that's besides the point. It's booze news. Take it away, Clappus. With peace and love.
Take it away,
oh,
Clappus.
Oh, man.
Nasty Man vs. Memory Man was sent to us by Tommy, a.k.a. Teenage Fan Sub, on the Sloppy Boys Discord. He's killing it lately. And you can gain access and to the Discord, and you can mix it up with other slopheads when you subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And you can hear all of our bomb-ass podcasts. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
That's so weird that Ringo Starr famously is done signing autographs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, yeah. he will guest on a booze news theme out of the kindness of his heart.
Right,
he's a cool guy after all.
Well, he's all about peace.
Yeah, I know. It did seem like he was just he was shutting down. He's like, I'm not doing any more autographs. It seems like, hey man, don't be a jerk. But now he's cool after all. That song was by They Might Be Giants. What's the name of it?
Oh, the backing, oh, like I the didn't tuba thing. That.
It's like Triangle Man. They Might Be Giants. They've got a special little spot in my brain from an old mixtape I had.
Mike, I think I in senior year of college borrowed a They Might Be Giants CD from you and listened to it in my apartment in Ithaca.
I don't think I ever owned a They Might Be Giants CD.
It was a CDR.
Ah, this could be exactly what you're talking
Actually,
about.
Actually, you know what? I think it was it was a Flaming Lips album and a They Might Be Giants album all fit onto the same CD.
Sure, 80 megs, of course.
Yeah,
wait, that's like, I had that as a tape. Did I put that tape onto a CD?
Maybe it was a
Why
tape.
Why are you asking us?
Then maybe it was a tape. Yes, maybe it was a tape.
It was a tape. It was.
You guys were trading tapes in college?
Well, we tapers, I had a car man. That had a tape deck because it was crappy.
Ah, yes.
And I'm sure.
Oh, maybe. And I had a tape deck in my alarm clock. That's what it was.
Ooh.
I'm so happy you guys found each other.
Yeah.
The two last guys on a college campus with tape decks and tapes.
Well, we majored in tapes.
I was just thinking the other day about when I used to go on an airplane and you'd bring like a Discman with you and like, you know, the little sleeve of CDs that you had to bring and be like, okay, which ones am I going to listen to on the plane? And, like, so much shit I had to bring, and now it's all on my phone. Or I just watch whatever the TV is in front of.
Usually you would say the newer technology is better. And in the case of the phone, absolutely. But I like the tapes and the Walkman better than the Discman. No good. Skippy, awkward, and the case logic, big.
Yeah.
But you get on a plane, and you got a tape tucked in your breast pocket, and then you got a Walkman with a different tape in it clipped to your belt. You're good to go.
You're listening to two tapes, that ride.
Count them.
Timmy Two Tapes, they call me on every flight.
Pilot, I've listened to two tapes.
Roger.
Hey, old two aye, tapes.
Aye, aye, matey.
Hey, two tapes.
Yeah, what's up? What do you need me? You need to talk to two tapes.
My tape days were all soundtracks. I had the Ghostbusters soundtrack, Ooh. The Ninja Turtles soundtrack.
Yep.
But hey, don't forget, not a soundtrack, Billy Joel, River of Dreams.
Yeah,
made
sure.
It into my collection.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was a huge one at one point. I had, I think I had the Secret of the Ooze Ninja Turtles soundtrack.
For sure I had that.
little Vanilla Ice.
There was a song at the end of that. There was a song at the end of that that was just like Ninja Turtles Mega Mix or like, The Half Shell Orchestra presents, and it was just like little samples from the movie, kind of peppered into like a little synthy thing. Oh man, it was
man
weird.
Back then. They must have just been like, okay, well, we're doing a Turtles album. We got some music, movies, movie music, and then just like, I don't know, come up with some bullshit and get these things on the shelves yesterday.
They'll buy them.
Yeah,
right now.
Now,
all right, Timmy, what's the booze news?
Very big booze news here. The top story of the day is canned Borg. Canned.
Whoa.
Canned Borg.
I've heard of Chambord.
Not Chambord.
No, no. I wish.
I'm looking this up.
Go to drinkborgs.com, which was a link sent to me by Slophead on Instagram, Savor Growl. But if you guys remember the Borg, the blackout rage gallon that swept college campuses at the beginning of this year.
And emergency rooms.
And emergency rooms, because kids were drinking a gallon of water that had a whole bottle of vodka in it and water and Mio flavoring. But they thought it was going to hydrate them to the point of not having hangovers. But There was a day on the UMass campus where 28 ambulances were called because Borg's kids were blacking out. But yeah, so now there's a company called Borg Vodka Water, drinkborgs.com. And they're like the slim cans, and it's a vodka water natural flavorings.
Okay.
And the flavors are lemon lime, raspberry, peach apple, and grape.
Yeah. Looking
peach
at it.
Peach apple. Oh, is that peach and apple, or one something called peach apple?
Peach apple.
They show a peach and an apple on it, though.
Weird.
They missed the boat on this to me. This is too late. They're not going to, the Zoomers aren't going for this.
I agree. And the one thing that would have made me think it's cool is to, they put it in a can like anything else, but don't you imagine if they were selling gallon jugs?
Or just like small gallon jugs. Like,
oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Shrink a 12 ounce
take a
gallon.
Milk gallon, but make it shrink it down so it looks like a miniature. Yeah. That would have been, I would buy one of those.
You gotta have a tiny little blackout, just a little nap.
Just a blink.
A momentary.
Where the fuck am I?
And I'm not seeing anything here about like hydration, like electrolytes or extra hydration multipliers, which was kind of the whole point of Borgs.
I mean, I guess that a Borg is a vodka water, which is a drink. Like you can get that at a bar, a vodka water.
If you're weird, yeah.
That's interesting. Vodka water.
Did I squawk about this on the podcast that I saw an episode of Love is Blind? No.
Stranger Things.
It was the first. Same streamer. No, it was actually The Ultimatum Queer Love, but I thought Love is Blind because they all have all these Netflix reality shows. They drink out of these like chrome wine glasses. Have you seen those?
I've seen those glasses, but not those shows.
And the reason for those metal glasses is for continuity, so the drink levels don't jump around.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
But now they like sell them and Netflix fans are drinking wine out of them. I find them like to be a major turnoff to look at.
Are they metal? Are they just like plasticky or something?
They're metal.
It's so funny to think of like a reality show that it's become such, you know, a real business. It's like, hey, let's even make sure where the continuity is the same.
Right.
Like they're so cheaply thrown together that it just feels like, eh, just do whatever.
I think it's a real editor's delight.
Wait, what show? Upper Decker.
Love is Blind and The Ultimatum Queer Love.
Hold on a second. Jeff's trying to get away with something here by saying Upper Decker. The show is called Below Deck.
That's taking a shit in the top of a toilet. And could be a show. That could be a good show.
Okay, MacGruber. Jeff, you don't try to pull that stuff with us.
I almost snuck it by the goalie there. That was good.
I'm not a fan of the Bravo shows or the Netflix shows, really. But the Bravo, the one I do, Below Deck is a great show.
Yeah.
And it's fun
I've
to watch the boat stuff.
That's what I hear.
And that was the one we talked about it on our Espresso Martini episode because that really did help make that drink get huge because the people, the charter guests on the yachts drank them because they wanted to party. And then the crew drank them because they needed to stay up late. So it was kind of the drink of the show. And then that was sort of like in all the articles about Espresso Martinis last year. But I brought all that up to say that in The Ultimatum Queer Love, in the first episode, everyone's going on mini dates with each other and they have these those metal glasses you can't see in. So they're asking each other, like, what are you drinking? What are you drinking? And like two or three people in a row mentioned like, oh, I'm having a tequila and water. Oh, I'm having an old fashioned and water. And I was I've never heard of just adding water willy nilly to cocktails. And I was wondering if it was a Netflix thing that like reality shows like The Bachelor have gotten in hot water for having people get too drunk and do weird shit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Netflix is like, everyone has to have an alcohol and a water. And they have to, when they say their drinks, they have to say it out loud so that we don't get in trouble for getting you guys all drunk.
Yeah, that is not a trend I've seen in the world. That seems like specific to that
reality
TV show.
Soda. People like soda. But yeah, even no one gets an old fashioned in soda. You know,
not a cocktail. Yeah. Because here's the thing. If you want to do a vodka water or something, I've heard of that.
Sure.
But if there's like a finished cocktail that has a balance and a name, you wouldn't just add a bunch of water to it.
Yeah, it didn't take all the flavor away.
You made a whole thing that's nicely balanced and then you just throw it off. It's fucked up.
It's freaked out.
We don't stand for it.
No,
not here on our podcast.
I got a little bit of booze news. Remember last week I was talking about I got that Ramp something called a ramp, and I sent it back because it wasn't the flavor.
It was like a garlic martini that a bartender made for you, and you said, "I don't like this, sir."
Yep, and he said he was totally cool with it. We had a rapport. It was great. So yesterday, I'm out at a bar with a friend of mine. He goes inside to get it. We're out in the patio area. He goes inside to get a drink. He says, "What do you want?" I said, "Give me a Powers whiskey on ice." I had had a Powers before, and then I said, "Then my second drink, give me a Powers on ice." He went inside, brought me back a drink, seemingly looks like a you know, whiskey on ice. I take a sip, and I go, "Ooh, this doesn't taste right." Take a few more sips. "This doesn't taste right." And I kind of smell it, and it's like, I think the glass is dirty here. Something's wrong. So I go inside, and I say to the guy, "Hey, I think the glass is dirty here. Can I just get a new one?" He said, "Yeah, what did you have?" I said, "Powers." And he goes, "McCullen's?" And I said, because he pulls McCullen's off the shelf. I was like, no, Powers. And he goes, "Okay, wait. The guy just bought you this drink. He went outside. He had a beer and this." "Yeah, he asked for McCullen's. It's a scotch." And I was like, "Oh, okay. If it's scotch, that's fine. If it's not a dirty glass, I'm fine drinking a scotch." Right, and right. I drank it. And then I went up to my friend. I said, "Here's what happened. He heard... When you said Powers, he heard McCullen's. Because when I just said Powers, he heard McCullen's again."
This man hears Powers as McCullen's.
I know. When I asked him too,
extra
I was like,
syllables, different letters. What's going on?
And it wasn't necessarily a loud bar, but it was like twice in a row. And I asked him too. I was like, "Is it like crazy proof or something? I don't mind whatever it is." And I went outside. And then a few minutes later, like 10 minutes later, he came out. And he's like, "Is that okay for you? Should I change it?" I was like, "Is it okay for me?" I was like, "It's just... scotch, right? What's going on here?" And he's like, "Yeah, do you want me to switch it?" I was like, "It's fine. I'm over it now."
Damn,
I am over this, and I'm over you, dude.
Yeah, but it was just so funny. Powers, and he pulled. He's like, "Okay." I was like, "No, that's not the. What are you doing, dude?"
I had a funny interaction. Let me see what your take on this. I was at really fun at a USC bar, kind of like downtown. Called 1901 Bar and Grill. Very fun, lively, kind of crazy college bar. And I go up to the bar and I say, "Hey, can I get a Crown Royal on the rocks, a Jameson on the rocks, a Guinness and a Modelo?" And the guy's like, "Yep." And then the bartender comes back and all these drinks, the whiskeys especially, were like huge pours to the brim.
Yeah.
And then the beers were big steins. And he goes, "Oh, hey, it's happy hour. It's 2-for-1 right now. So I gave you all doubles."
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, that's kind of odd that he didn't ask. Because if he would have said it's 2-for-1, then I would have been like, well, I would have picked one whiskey and one beer, got two of each. Yeah. And then we got more drinks later and a different bartender did the same thing. So like they just have this secret 2-for-1 thing and they just give you doubles. And double charge you, or they didn't actually double charge us. They didn't, but they just didn't want to be upfront about. Usually, you say, "Hey, everyone, it's happy hour, 2-for-1," and people order half the number of drinks. But these people wanted to pour double the pours and make the same amount of money.
That is weird.
It was a delightful place, but I still was confused. You see,
it's also sometimes it's like if I'm like, "Hey, give me a drink," and they give me a huge one on their own, I'm like, well. Maybe I didn't want all that. Like I'm driving or something.
I'm driving, yeah. And I was driving, and I was drinking. Then when I got my second Crown on the Rocks, it was fully like it was like a pint glass full of Crown Royal. I was like, "What the hell am I gonna do?" Yeah. So I'm driving home like a fucking bumper car, banging into this, banging into that. You should see my T-Bird.
Ugh. Bars, be clear about your deals,
and also be careful out there, folks. Drinking driving is no game. Tim is joking.
Yeah, I don't drive drunk ever. I don't drive after more than two drinks. That's the real deal, slopheads.
That's true. I've seen you lift for almost no reason. I see you lifting.
I'm an Uber guy. Yeah, because I hate Lyft.
I will drink. After my third pint glass of gin, I will go. I will drive home.
All right, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
All right. Summer's in full swing, is it not?
It should be.
We got two singles under our belts, do we not?
It is in full swing. I feel like for a long time it was taking a while to get started. Now it's...
I caught myself mid-June being like, ooh, can't wait for summer.
Yeah.
Brother, you're in it.
Yeah.
Brother. It being summer, do you have interest in sort of like light, low alcohol, crisp cocktails?
Ooh.
Crisp.
Crisp.
Try the crisp.
Because if so, you might be interested in the drink of the day. The Hugo Spritz you've had?
Yes, yes. No, I've not had. I'm looking at the recipe right now, though.
Not had.
I gotta go get this stuff. I've not had.
Gotta make a run. You've heard.
Oh, yes, yes, heard.
We heard about it on Booze News. This is that great thing we do where, sure, you tune in to hear about the latest drink, and then in Booze News you think, oh, that's an interesting lead, and then your boys follow up. And we give it the spotlight treatment.
Yeah, because if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. If you've seen Spotlight, we're just like the reporters in the bullpen there. We gotta get to the bottom of this.
We're like Mark Ruffalo and the girl from The Notebook.
Yes, and instead of putting together a list of pedo school teachers, we're making a list of delicious drinks for the summer.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams. How could I forget?
McAdams. Oh, and also Michael Keaton.
Batman.
Batters himself.
Batters.
Okay, so basically, ever since the summer of the Aperol Spritz a few years ago, which we deftly covered in our Craperol Shits episode, there's been this kind of expectation that a drink is going to emerge as the drink of the summer. And it's a narrative that we say is clearly just kind of pushed by magazines and blogs that need articles to publish in the spring. But, you know, we have had the Dirty Shirley, the Espresso Martini, the Spaghetti. There does seem to be this type of thing happening. But there's also tons of flimsy articles that are just like, picking drinks early on and acting like it's a big thing when it's not, because they're trying to trying to make content. But this one, the Hugo Spritz, has popped us up enough for us to take a look, and was sent to us by a lot of very friendly slopheads who said, hey, take a, you know, kind of like the eyes emoji. Hey, Tim, look over here. Or, you know, the side eye that, you know, that like.
Oh, yeah. The monkey puppet.
It's kind of like a claymation monkey or something. It's like, hmm? I love that little guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's good.
So we talked about it on Booze News last week, and this is you know, there's a, I don't know about you guys out there in the wild. I'm seeing a lot of bars and restaurants that have a spritz menu now. You know, like here's our four spritzes, and a lot of them are homespun, and a lot of them are legit ones. But you know the book Spritz? Can you picture that there's like a hit book that's on tables at every Barnes & Noble and stuff that's called Spritz? And it's sort of like, I think a couple of food writers that were like driving around Italy in a Fiat, like tasting all the Spritzes, and they compiled this book. Okay. It's like a coffee table book I've seen around a lot. And so there's all kinds of Spritzes. But one such hit Spritz is this Hugo Spritz. Invented in 2005 in a little town in northern Italy by the Austrian border, Naturo, in the South Tyrol province, in the Dolomite Mountains. And
Naturo?
A guy by the name of...
In the Dolomite Mountains?
Mm-hmm. T-Y-R. South Tyro in Dolomite. That's where I was born.
Well, Naturo is an anime, and Dolomite is another character.
Oh, like an exploitation movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Naturo.
No, Naruto is the anime. Sorry. Tim, continue.
Tig Naturo is a comedian. Yeah, anyway, back in 2005, bartender Roland Gruber came up with this drink, and it's basically an Aperol Spritz with elderflower liqueur instead of Aperol. Pretty much the same specs as all the spritzes. And well, I think he used a local elderflower cordial, but the most popular elderflower liqueur is Saint Germain.
Yeah, it's going to travel better.
That's a big famous liqueur that everybody, that you see all over the place. I have a bottle of it, and Jeff, I poured you some today, and I could have sworn we used it for a drink on the podcast, but now I can't remember. Maybe I just have a bottle of Saint Germain for no reason, and I just bought it.
I never had it. I went out and bought one today, so unless there was a drink where I didn't use the main alcohol.
No.
I did a little scroll on my phone, like in the podcast app, looking at the names of our episodes, which is crazy. We have so many episodes, like 140 something.
This is 145, I think.
Yep. No, 142. Yeah.
142.
I didn't see any cocktail names that made me think Saint Germain, but
I'm not seeing it.
Well, either way, Saint Germain's a French liqueur made from flower petals, elder flower petals. The eldest flowers of the garden. And Roland Gruber makes his drink. It spreads from Italy to Austria to Germany, around the world. And then last week, you heard me on Booze News saying, Gadooge, better homes and gardens. The Hugo Spritz is poised to become the drink of the summer. Here's why. Delish.com. Move over, Aperol. There's a new spritz in town. The Hugo Spritz is the drink of 2023. Yahoo News. TikTok is saying the Hugo Spritz will be the cocktail of summer 2023. Wow. And now it's time for the slops to weigh in. And it's not an IBA drink, so we're going off of liquor.com, which we trust for nice standard recipes. And here is the recipe. A half ounce of Saint Germain, one sprig mint, 4 ounces Prosecco, chilled. Ugh. 1 ounce soda water, chilled. Ooh. Garnish, mint sprig, garnish, lemon wheel. Steps. Add the Saint Germain and mint sprig into a wine glass. Gently muddle and let sit for 3 minutes. Add ice, the Prosecco, and the soda, and stir briefly and gently to combine. Garnish with a mint sprig and a lemon wheel.
Now, are you, when you say mint sprig, I'm trying to look at the picture here, but of course, my damn phone's. Is the sprig the whole like stem there, huh?
Yeah, the leaf is the leaf, and the sprig is the tree branch.
All right. Jeez, I wish. Is Saint Germain going to be ginny, kind of a gin-ish?
No, it's kind of sweet. No,
it's its own thing entirely.
I just wish we weren't doing this Prosecco in this. You know what I mean?
Why?
I don't like the taste of it.
Do you have it?
It's champagne. I got it right there. I'm looking right. I forgot to chill it. God bless it. Yes.
Yeah, you got cubes. You got cubes.
I got cubes. You're damn right I got cubes. I just, you know, this is going to be, I'm already not
we know you don't
looking
like it.
For this.
I'm Historically, champagne does not fare well with the hand man.
Right.
Sad.
Ruins a drink.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think the world is waiting and with bated breath on how we're going to adjudicate this drink.
I'm waiting.
Is it worth the hype? I don't know.
I pray it is.
I pray it is too, because I want to have good drink with my boys. All right, folks. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll have Hugo Spritzes in hand.
Yes.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? you know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Hugo, spritzes in hand.
Yes.
Hold them up.
Yes.
Be proud.
Ooh, Jeff Stemless. Stemless.
Yep. Ooh.
Mm.
Wow.
I forgot lemon wheel. I thought I had a lemon. I don't, but I've got a big green Starbucks straw, don't I?
Nice. lot of mint in this thing, with the muddled mint and then the garnish of the mint.
Ooh. Yeah.
And not a lot of Saint Germain.
Not a lot.
I know. I'm not loving that.
Let's take a little sip, huh?
I'm going to put my lemon right in it.
Me too.
Mm.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's fresh, baby.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm not getting any Saint Germain, but what I am getting is Prosecco that has been made better in a mysterious way. Watered down a little bit. I can actually go for more soda in this. But
me too.
It's like, for a non-champagne fan like Hanford, we minted it up. We elderflowered it down. It's an improved champagne.
Mm-hmm. Mike, would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great. I love it. No, I hate this. It's terrible. I would never order this again.
What about the smell? Aren't you swayed by the minty smell?
Hmm. Yeah, I was going like, oh, this is probably going to taste like a mojito or something. But nah.
Tastes like champagne.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the primary taste.
And I even secretly went light on the champagne. Hmm. I did 4 ounces, but not all the way to the top.
Four small ounces.
Four separate small ounces. Yeah.
Four smallies.
What is the ratio? I'm looking at liquor.com for their Aperol spritz. They say 4 ounces Prosecco, 3 ounces Aperol, 1 ounce club soda. They say 3 ounces Prosecco, 2 ounces Aperol, 1 ounce club soda. 3-2-1, I think, is the standard. This is kind of an odd recipe that has got a lot of Prosecco and a little... I'm already thinking in round two, I want to do this. I want to do more Saint Germain and less Prosecco because I'm really just tasting a big champagne glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the mint, like the muddled mint and the... Maybe I didn't stir this well enough.
I thought the initial smell of the Saint Germain and the muddled mint, now that was a nice smell. I wish this tasted more like that smelled. Tim, you came by how many hours ago, do you think? 3 hours
Four?
Ago? 4 hours ago? And he gave me a nice bushel of fresh mint. Ooh. Mikey, you should have seen it.
How big?
Fresh from the grocery store. He just got like a nice little wad of it, and I pulled off a little wad.
Wad?
Four.
Wad makes me think it's like wet.
4 hours in the fridge, and it looks like seaweed.
Sure.
How do you keep it nice?
Because it's not the kind with the dirt in it that keeps it alive.
Like, is that what it is?
Oh. Remember? I mean, it always dies fast, but if you, at Albertsons, they have that living mint that ideally you would bring home and plant, put in a little pot.
They tell you not to plant that, though, which is weird. Do they just not want you to have a competitive edge in the mint game?
Or... Yeah. It's that company saying, don't plant this.
Nike does that, too, these days. They're like, don't make your own shoes at home.
don't make your own Nikes.
We'll do it.
But the mint, my mint looks like... looks like the poor, unfortunate souls from The Little Mermaid.
2023?
Yeah, the new one.
Mint, it's funny because it's a small package, but there's still a lot of mint in there, and it's like, you know, you use like one leaf per recipe. It's like, how much mint are you using?
Yeah.
It's all fucked.
Now, I know you guys aren't loving this, but let me put you in the mindset of a spritz, which is you're seated outside on a sidewalk. Okay. It's a cafe during the day. Mm. It's 4:19, so you're stressed out because you have to toke up in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, there's
something to take that edge off before I really take that edge off.
There's some soccer on the TV. You're sitting around. You're sitting with me, and I'm telling one of my prized anecdotes. Hey,
what story? What city are we in?
L.A.
Oh.
WeHo. I brought you out to WeHo for brunch, and we're having.
I thought you were going to say we were in Europe where this was invented.
No, WeHo, West WeHo. Hollywood.
And it's me saying, "Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I wrote for the 2015 Emmys?"
I drove you all the way out here to WeHo to tell you about it.
Yeah. We sat in traffic on Santa Monica Boulevard.
It took us 45 minutes.
One of us was with you at those Emmy Awards writing for them.
So true. Yeah, Mike, you can join in and add to the anecdote. Yeah, you can corroborate the story. Oh, it's very true.
Ah, yes, that did happen. Oh, that didn't happen.
But does it help you guys to think about sitting outside on a beautiful afternoon?
Sure. There we are, WeHo, on the patio, Saddle Ranch, sipping these...
Frat boys chugging whiskey all around me. Potato skins up to my waist.
Although, ooh, I could go for a potato skin.
Hey, admit it. We did see the soup Nazi there.
Mm-hmm. I'll admit it. Also, Mike, I like the... No wonder you don't like the... It's interesting the guy who doesn't like the Hugo Spritz would get excited at the mention of potato skins. Kind of telling about your palate. Ooh, hey, the cheddar bacon sour cream.
Hey, maybe dip that into some nacho sauce even. I haven't had a good nacho sauce in a while, but that's my own problem.
You got to go to a Dodger game.
I know, where they dip it in. Oh, jeez. Wouldn't mind swimming. Hey, that stuff is so smooth looking. You know what I mean?
Did you know that Velveeta was made by Pabst during Prohibition, and then after they were allowed to make beer again, they sold off Velveeta to Kraft or whatever?
Wow.
Damn, Tim, that's a great anecdote.
I learned it on my Milwaukee Pabst tour.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? They sold it off. They're like, all right, get this fucking cheese out of here. Back to beer.
Get this cheese that'll be in a ton of stuff. Velveeta cheeses. I don't think I've had Velveeta in like 10 years.
I used to love the idea of it.
It's cheese food. You're not allowed to call it cheese.
Oh, right.
So it's like Handy Snacks goo, right?
Yep.
It's like, a soft orange goo.
Some type of goo.
Another fun thing about that Pabst tour, they said that in the old days, who knows? Maybe they were just saying this because it's Pabst, but they're like, they paid their workers really well, and it was like a real happy factory and stuff. And that in your contract, that every employee of Pabst got a beer break every 3 hours, and that you would stop and drink a beer.
One beer.
And then, there's accounts from the employees being like, come on, you think it was really only 3 hours? We drank beer all day. But you'd be like on the line in the brewery or in the office or whatever, just drinking Pabst all day.
Dude, that's really, it also seems like a place where there's probably heavy machinery about.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, probably a lot of loose hands and feet on the ground.
You mean to tell me the forklift operator has got a Pabst in the cup holder?
I'm trying to tell you. And these days you can get forklift certified on VR. I learned that from a slop head I met somewhere.
Tim with the factoids this week.
Jeff, load up a forklift operating VR on the metaverse, on your Meta Quest or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. We should,
you still have that?
Yeah, we should do that again. When you come out here, we'll do something. I want to do the Walk the Plank game, or the one where you're doing the tightrope between the buildings.
Oh, yeah. I was just watching a video of that, and like this guy was, the dad was doing his like, daughter like pushed him off, and he was like, no! He like freaked out. And I said, this guy's got to get back into reality.
Yeah, man.
This drink, as I've stirred it up more and the ice has melted a little bit, it kind of tastes like nothing now.
Okay.
It's good. It's in a good way, though, right? It's spritzier.
Yeah.
Your heart grew two sizes.
And I'm really getting the smell of all this mint, because now that the drink goes down, the mint is being exposed.
Are you getting swayed? Ew. yes, take a little sniff of your drink.
Yeah, hold on.
The Sloppy Boy's detecting notes of mint. I like a heavy soda pour in my spritzes, because the whole point is that, and I feel like an, I don't know, but I love this drink, but I feel like I want to monkey with the
I'm going to monkey the hell out of it. I can't wait for round 2.
Hey, Tim, you look really funny with that straw sticking out, because it's like a straw for a large
venti drink. And it's got, coffee.
Most of the straw is out of the cup.
It's the Starbucks venti straw.
Hey, speaking of Starbucks, did you guys see that they now, Costco sells a box of frozen sous vide egg bites now?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You must be a pig in shit.
I'm not a Costco member. I gotta sign up for the membership again.
That's huge.
And head down there. Maybe I'll get $1.50 hot dog while I'm down.
Get a hot dog, get a new TV, everything. Get your glasses prescription filled. The sous vides, though, you gotta think, for you, Tim, part of the fun of the sous vides is taking the walk. Getting out on
the walk of life?
I would say that is the majority of the fun, is to wake up and say, I gotta go.
They're expecting me down at the Starbucks Reserve.
I'm taking the heel toe express.
The sous vides. Oh, it's a good one. I got two the other day, so four total. And it was
bacon gruyere or kale mushroom?
I got kale mushroom and bacon gruyere.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael, yes.
Yep. You stack them up.
I went one at a time. I cut them.
Make a Big Mac.
Stack them up like
type
pogs.
Thing out of it. Yeah.
Bouncing a Starbucks cup off it, trying to flip the pogs. Have you guys ever played pogs when those were big?
Yeah, but I think like most people, I didn't know how to play.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
But like, you know, we all had slammers, like the big plastic chunky pogs that you hit on the paper pogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim, you fell silent. You didn't play pogs?
I'm thinking, I'm like, I know I bought Pogs. I know I owned Pogs, but I can't remember ever once playing the game.
Yeah. Pogs were one of those things where the fact that the three of us had them in different towns and states and stuff, how did they get so big? Like, did West Coast kids play with Pogs?
Skaters? I don't know. It felt like more of like a hobby shop thing, like a Magic the Gathering store at the mall would be selling Pogs.
I've never played Magic or Pokemon, but I can't really I don't really understand what it is.
Well, but the Pokemon Go to the polls.
Yeah, that's true. I played Pokemon Go.
Did you do? I mean, a lot of people played Pokemon Go. Did you guys ever play Dungeons and Dragons?
Never once.
I did once. I went on one time. I was at a friend's house in like fourth or fifth grade, and his brother was.
Oh,
doing it.
Yeah, you're right. I was gonna say no, but I guess. A buddy's birthday of mine, we played like the Star Wars version of it. So, I sat around a table and played make believe. Mm.
Did anyone catch your Balbazar? I'm going to hear about it in the chat rooms right now. After that one.
This is more Pog than Dungeons and Dragons or anything,
more
but
Pog than man.
Toy trends. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's things that are big in the world, and other things are just big in your house, and you don't really know if everyone's doing it.
Yeah, like, what is yours was Willow or Hook or...
Oh, movie-wise, yeah, Dick Tracy was huge. Willow was huge. I had no idea that Rocketeer was not a huge hit movie. but did you ever play with a toy called Spinjas?
Yes. Yeah. Those ripped.
Those were fucking great. That was such
Spinjas
a fun
were
thing.
Very cool. And they were very, like, cool looking, like kind of like compact little guys.
They, what would you call that? It was almost like a little dreidels, and you spin them and they would bump into each other in a little ring.
There's a little fighting. There's a little plastic arena that is sloped towards the center.
A tiny arena.
And then you take like a wind-up guy. It's about the size of a Bic lighter. And you put your spinja. It was like a little top dreidel guy.
Ninja who spins.
You crank it up, and then you press the button, and they both hit the arena, and they start bumping into each other, and you see who gets like knocked down or knocked out.
So they came in this. They each came with like a little ring, but I had like a big, giant full-size one. It was huge. It looked like a coliseum. If you just look up Spinja's image search, like it's on in one of those pictures.
Okay.
Wow, that's
there's another thing.
I'm looking at these guys.
Past our time. Yeah. It's basically Spinja's, but it had it like an anime tie-in, so it's sort of like a Pokemon trying to do Spinja's. It's called Beyblade. B-E-Y Blade. Does that ring a bell? I feel like my little cousins were into this shit.
No.
And it, unlike Spinja's, they would be like certain ones, they'd be rated like, ooh, this one's heavier, but it doesn't spin as fast. Ooh, this one spins real fast, but it's really light. So there's like stats.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
Me too.
Choose your player.
Did you have anything called Dino Riders?
Yes, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Dino Riders. Yeah, these guys. They were dinosaurs that had like metallic robot equipment on them and people rode around on top of them. Those were the types of toys where I'd have like one of them and then look at the back of the package and be like, wow, there's a lot of these we can get.
Like, Mom, we have a lot of work to do.
Mom, tell Dad. Damn, Dino. So I'm not familiar with Dino Riders, but the logo is really cool. There's some really good crew neck sweatshirts and t-shirts with the. But
ooh,
this is so, you know, you're a 90s kid. Dinosaurs with robot stuff on them. That's so funny. Like,
yeah.
That's our generation in a nutshell, where it's like futuristic retrofuturism.
It really is like plopped right on there, too. It's like, I don't know, he's got a laser on his head.
Wait a second.
Ninja Turtles got into that, too, where you'd have guys that just like all of a sudden have all these robot
crap on them.
So yeah, crap on them.
I'm looking at a T-Rex toy that I had on eBay, and I'm realizing it was a Tyco Dino Rider. It doesn't have any of the robo shit on it. It was just a T-Rex. And I remember bringing it to church and sitting down on the floor under the pew and my mom being like, yeah, you can play with your T-Rex. And I was like, ah!
I remember, I could bring toys to church and it was like trying to pick like which ones. And it'd be like,
yeah, because you could only really choose one.
It's like you can fill a Ziploc bag with some G.I. Joes.
This is so weird. This T-Rex, like, I see pictures of it naked, like what I had, and then I see pictures where it has all the robo shit on it. I was like, why didn't my parents buy me the robo shit? What the fuck?
Huh.
You probably lost it, Tim, or your brother lost it.
You think Jeff...
You probably had to prove to them that you like them well enough, and then you take care of the dinosaur, and then they'd give you the...
Then they'd give me the robo shit. Gear.
Yeah. You guys remember Dinosaucers? That's another thing from that era.
Dinosaucers. Yeah. What is it like, you know, like a béarnaise sauce and a hollandaise sauce? And...
It's another cartoon. It's sort of like...
Oh, yeah. I watched this show.
It's very Transformers-y. It's like there's a space war and they come to Earth, but instead of being more than meets the eye, they're dinosaurs.
Damn, the dino thing really, even before Jurassic Park, we just were obsessed with dinos.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. You tell a kid, like, hey, look at all these monsters. And you're like, cool.
And they actually
existed. They were actually on Earth. You're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck you?
fuck you, Mom and Dad.
There was a TV show I remember, and maybe some toy, definitely toys, but where it was called, like, I don't know. It was these, like, guys in metallic suits in space, and they had, like, bird helmets on, and they're kind of, like, bird-like.
Did what?
In space. Space birds.
This is a cartoon?
I think so.
Hmm.
Space Hawk? Try Space Hawk.
Space. The not band? Space Hog.
In the meantime?
Oh, Space Hawk looks like something.
Yeah, Space Hawk. Space Hawks.
Space Hawks.
Ooh, I see a guitar, a Space Hawk guitar.
Yeah, he was like a cowboy kind of guy. I don't remember anything about this, but my cousin had some of these.
I'm seeing a guy that looks kind of like me.
Well, he's got a big square jaw.
Kind of a wide guy.
Wide guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, wide guy.
It's like the SNL musical guest. Ladies and gentlemen, wide guy.
Once again, wide guy.
Wide guy. All right. Once again, we need to take a little break.
Yeah.
So why don't we change up the recipe? I'm going to do very little champagne. Very little.
Smart.
Give me that club soda. Give me that St. G.
I'm going to do the 3-2-1 method. It's going to be way too much St. G, but I'm curious.
Okay. Mm. Mike, for you?
Not doing it.
You're going to just go without?
Going without. Don't.
Why don't you have a St. Germain on the rock? See if you like that.
You know what? Maybe I'll just dump a St. Germain in what's... I have nothing left in this, so I'll just add St. Germain to this.
There you go.
Cool. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're back. I'm joined by Tim and Fred Durst, by the looks of things.
I'm worried. Nookie.
What kind of hat is that?
He's got a backwards red, a red baseball cap that's worn backwards.
It's just my Canadian's hat, but it's worn backwards. It's a fitted hat, so I look like,
yeah, hoy,
your biscuit.
It's just one of those days.
All right, what are your tweaks?
Let's get your ass raw.
Tweaks, this is just the...
That's just St. Germain on your leftover stuff.
Yeah, that's better.
It's good, right? It's an interesting... On this show, we buy a lot of liqueurs, and you're like, well, it just tastes like all the other licorices or all the other chartreuse ones. This elderflower liqueur is at least a brand new taste, and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, it's a brand new taste for the summer 2023. I did equal parts. Get this. Champagne, equal parts Prosecco, Saint Germain, club soda. Mm-hmm. Just to try it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Turns out too syrupy, flowery. too much St. Germain. And now I find myself adding more club soda to it. It is pretty good, though. I feel like if it gets melty and I add a bunch of soda, it's better than having just that super Prosecco-y taste. I'm with you, Mike. I'm kind of tired of it.
Of the Prosecco.
Thank you.
My round two is just like yours, Jay, where I wanted to do the 3-2-1 method and use like the Aperol spritz ratio for this drink. I took stole a little sip in the kitchen. It was way too St. Germain-y. So then I grabbed my club soda and I a shitload of club soda all the way to the top, and now it's delicious. I think make the drink weak, but just make sure you put enough St. Germain that you taste more elderflower than Prosecco.
Right.
Listen to this. I pulled this tag off my St. Germain bottle, and it's got St. Germain spritz on it. 40 milliliters St. Germain, 60 milliliters champagne Prosecco, 60 milliliters soda water, one twist of lemon.
Okay. That's
pretty simple. So no close. Mint or no, yeah.
One thing I'll say I've learned on this pod, here I am adding a bunch of club soda to this, and that's what I used to do. If there was something I didn't like the taste of, I would just try and dilute it with like water weight or soda weight. And what I would find is that it was just creating more volume of that same taste.
Yes.
On this show, I've noticed that like you got to pick the opposite coordinate on the tongue. If something's missing, you got to add like lemon juice or like a bitter. And then that way you're not adding all this volume. You're balancing, you're canceling out a bad taste without
diluting.
My old theory used to be just dilute. In this case, it kind of works, but I did feel like, oh, this is sort of like what I used to do. It's not the more sophisticated modern day Jeffy.
That's funny, Jeff. Yours is dilute. When I'm similar to mine, when I'm shopping for work pants, it's just dilute.
Duluth, right? When I'm on a military base, it's salute.
Yeah.
When I watch movies, it's generally Groot.
It's generally,
damn, I still haven't seen that.
Most
third
movies
one.
For you? Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait. I mean, he only shows up in maybe four total.
I should have pronounced it Garut.
Yeah.
So true.
Groot. They got it, though.
They made a tree a movie star. My God, Hollywood.
They made a tree a movie star. They did surgery on a grape.
Wait, what's that from?
That's, I don't know. It's a meme from fucking a year or two ago. They did surgery on a grape. It was like a robot cut up.
They like peeled the skin back.
Yeah, it was like a really delicate procedure a robot did.
They did surgery on a grape.
Okay, final thoughts. Mike, go ahead. We know you don't like it.
Nope. No thanks. Waste of my time.
Nope.
Waste of... Now I got... this the Prosecco, I got a mini bottle, so that's going right into the toilet.
The whole glass bottle.
I don't care if it plugs it all up.
Smash
I don't care.
Smash it and flush it.
I'd rather have dirty toilet water all over my house than this Prosecco near it.
All right. I'm probably the middle guy. So I'll say, it's fine. Need some tweaking. I would go way more club soda, just a touch of Prosecco, like you would with vermouth. You want the mention, the essence of Prosecco, but I'm kind of tired of it too. Like I'm turning on it.
I am excited to have St. Germain now in my life because who knows what I can do with it. Yeah. I'll look up.
I like elderflower taste because of the lavender haze. That was a hit for me.
Yeah.
A real hit.
Yeah. I bet just St. Germain and soda, that's a good drink and it's laid back and chill.
I like the mint too. That's good.
I like this drink the most of any of us. I would order it again. I think it is a good drink, but is it the drink of the summer 2023? No way in hell. Because it's not better than a Aperol spritz. So why would we get all excited about a different spritz that's not any better than
that? No, we're not excited. Spritz. Not all of us anyway.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
So far on the pod, we'll say of the big contenders for the drink of the summer, Lavender Haze is beating the Hugo Spritz.
We should just mention what next week's is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Because we would have done that today, but we went for the Hugo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Johnny's Dream
from
Twitter. The viral tweet that can't be beat. Johnny's Dream. next week on Sloppy Boys. Stick around. Rank and report.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's how you really help the wheels go round. Keep the engine running hot.
And what you want to do is fire up that Spotify right now and, oh no, let's play it. Let's play the song. Let's play the new single for everybody, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, afterwards, go but then on they Spotify. Also,
but then you have to go listen to it, folks.
If you're not going to listen on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever, then you're not allowed to listen to the end of this pod in here. You have to pause now. But you're allowed to keep listening and hear our song if you take the oath that says you're going to listen on Spotify and you're going to share it to your Instagram story.
Or your Twitter, wherever you have more followers.
And when you're on Spotify, hit that back button and listen to Gardens of Gomorrah again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hey, don't forget Dutz. Show Dutz a little love too.
Yeah, throw some, then go to Dutz. Make a playlist. Put it on repeat all summer long. Mm.
Drive slow around your neighborhood, cranking it.
Yeah.
Not your dick, the volume.
Yeah, don't jerk and drive, folks. Come on.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Peace.
Why you